This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Monday meditation. If you can hear me okay without a lot of background noise, maybe a thumbs up. Okay, great. Yeah. So if you're new to meditation, yeah, thank you for those beautiful thumbs up. They come floating across the screen here. If you're new to meditation, hope to give some clear instruction. We can definitely do this activity and see the benefits. And it can be surprising. If you're new to meditation, it can be surprising how simple it is. Doesn't mean it's easy, but it is relatively simple. And indeed, part of the difficulty can be that it is so simple, and we're used to more complicated jobs. So what we'll do is we'll use our ability to direct our attention. We'll do it in a very simple way. We'll ask ourselves to focus on sounds we can hear, on sensations in our bodies. The reason we spend time doing this is there's something about this mental activity of focusing attention on something relatively simple, neutral in our experience, which has good effects. It is doable. We won't do it perfectly, but we can do it well enough. And there'll be moments for all of us when we notice the attention has drifted. We've been daydreaming, planning, worrying, and so forth. In those moments, just recognize what's happening. Is that recognition? I'm thinking, I'm planning, I'm worried. It could be anything. So whatever elements of experience come to mind and pull your attention, we don't fight that so much as just recognize it's happening. With emotions, it can be good to like recognize the anxiety or the fear or whatever the emotion might be, and then notice what's happening in your body in that moment. Can you notice a sort of visceral component of the emotion, often in the chest, the torso, part of our body? Keep that in mind. Don't make it a big job. Just notice and then bring the attention back. And so some of us may find that it's quite natural just to let the attention rest with the breath at the nose or the breath in the abdomen, the chest, just knowing when the in-breath begins. Or you may find that it's really hard to even find the breath. And no matter where you are on that sort of spectrum, we can practice together. And if you do find it hard to focus or sustain attention, then notice what is happening. Right. And bring some awareness, maybe even a quiet whisper, labeling, thinking, planning, so forth. Yeah. So thanks for coming today. Let's go ahead and start. So eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as you begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. It's just one way to begin. And letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds that you can hear. whatever's happening where you are, your situation. Notice how easy it is just to tune in to some of the sounds as they come and go. We don't try to hear everything or keep track, just noticing some of the sounds that are present as they change moment after moment.
Track 40 is this line of way.
So turning attention to sounds can be a fine way to practice meditation. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, notice what's happening: head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet, and just the normal sensations, maybe quite a lot, maybe not so much, just noticing what there is to notice: vibration, pressure, softness, and so forth. So we feel into our bodies. It can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. So not breathing deeply the way we began, just let the breath happen. There tend to be some sensations that we can feel. Slight vibrations as air comes into the nostrils, just that flow of fine sensations. As air leaves the body, just some sensations there at the opening of the nose or the upper lip. Sensations in the abdomen, the chest, as the in-breath begins, rising, tensing. We're not trying to make this happen. We can notice it's happening. It happens quite naturally without our doing it. With the out-breath sort of falling, softening, dissolving. So experiment a little bit if you're new. Don't try to get it perfect. Let your attention rest at the nose or the chest or the abdomen. Just knowing when the in-breath begins, so not trying to observe all the sensations connected with the normal breath, just some of them. Again, we do this activity because this, believe it or not, this it really works to cultivate more clarity, stability, calmness. So we can see for ourselves, but we don't have to try to make anything happen. On the contrary, just keeping it simple is the key. If for any reason the breath doesn't feel quite right, we can focus somewhere else. Sensations in our hands or in our feet, maybe back to sounds. And then, of course, when we notice the attention has just drifted completely away and we're daydreaming or planning, it's interesting, first of all, right? The way that this is a doable activity, and yet it can be hard to do because our attention moves, gets pulled. This is not a failure at all. It's just kind of the intelligence in a way of our minds to pay attention to what needs to be paid attention to or what's interesting or stimulating. So just, again, that recognition, I'm thinking, I'm planning, I'm worried, whatever, then don't have to fix anything. Just gently bringing the attention back to these sensations of the breath, maybe the next in-breath as it begins. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So we'll take a couple more minutes for the meditation together. No need to rush or redo anything. It's radically simple activity of our minds. Just making effort to stay connected with the sensations of the breath. Just moment after moment. It's doable. It is doable. But we won't do it perfectly. So bring any attention to whatever reality presents itself. So thank you.
Hi.
We'll end the meditation there. I don't have my bells, but we can end anyway. It's really interesting how we can bring attention. We can decide to place our attention in a certain way and the effects it has. This method is something that normal human beings like us can do, but there's not like an algorithm or a chart of what's going to happen. It's a very personal process. What could be more personal, right? Just bringing attention to our own experience. And so that aspect of just focusing on the feel of the breath or something equally neutral, like the sensations in the hands or in the feet, develops concentration. And then likewise, bringing attention to whatever happens, whatever presents itself, is also an important part of mindfulness practice. So yeah, thank you for coming today. I'm happy to be here. I do meditate every day. I'm in Miami. I'm in the Miami airport. And, I try to be pretty professional with these events. You know that. Those of you who are regular know I'm very professional. It's not about me. But since it's a holiday, and since you're here, and since I'm in the Miami airport, I will share a little glimpse of what I've been doing for a week, which I've been at a dance festival. And I have been trying to learn this form of, I've done salsa dancing for a long time. And I have been trying to learn this new form of dance called urban kizomba, Kizomba. And two of my favorite dancers have been here this week from Spain. So I'll share a YouTube clip of them dancing together.
Each of my first loneliest.
Excellent. Thanks. That's very interesting.
That
Yeah,
was remarkable.
the kizomba is a dance that comes from Portugal, but originally from Angola, which was a Portuguese colony. So the urban kizomba is more European, kind of based on the African dance. It's a very, very, very close dance. And it differs from, can you still hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It differs from like salsa, bachata, the Latin dances, which have an eight count. Ba 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 ba. So each partner is doing their steps. And so that's kind of the foundation for the dance for salsa, bachata, and so forth. Kizomba, there is no eight count. There's no external structure. And so there is a lead and a follow. The lead is actually listening to the music and deciding when to take the steps and so forth. So Jesus and Ani have danced together for some time, so they look great. If you ever happen to see me doing this, I've been learning this dance, and I it doesn't quite look like that, I assure you, but it's a beautiful, beautiful form. And the music is fantastic. So thank you for letting me share that. Thanks for there, I could say more. There is, for me, there is definitely an overlap of this dance, of any dance form of a social dance with mindfulness, especially this dance, because there's so much about the connection with the other person, which is the core of the dance. And so you have to pay attention to where the other person is. Where is their weight, right, in this moment? So I met several people this week who are meditators, and it was fun to find people to talk with about the overlap.
Well,
Thanks.
thanks for adding that dimension to the meditation. It's helpful.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing your
So much.
experiences with us.
You're welcome, Deborah. It's there's so much to explore, and now that you've got me talking about it, I better just end the.
We like hanging out with you, Marv. Haven't you noticed there's still 50 of us here?
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
we'll have a couple hours before my plane comes.
Right, so we'll chat with you. You know, it's 105 degrees where I am, so I'm, staying inside. It's like.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's like in my world there's meditation, which, as you know, if you've been here even once before, it's like I say the same thing every time, mostly because the principles are so simple, and I don't want to confuse people by with my wisdom or my ideas so much as just here's how we can do this. But as some of you know, Juan knows this, Juan Sanguesa, others of you know, there are so many ways of practicing mindfulness that other than in meditation. And so Diana Winston and I, and over years have been actually instrumental in developing forms of relational mindfulness, where we interact with another person within a context of simply trying to pay attention to them. We practice paying attention and practice being paid attention to. And Juan, who's are you in Chile today, Juan?
Yes, I'm in Chile,
Yeah,
Santiago.
yeah, yeah. Juan uses relational mindfulness in his work as a therapist, and of course, most therapists would, but there can be more or less explicit exercises for cultivating. And so it can be fantastic, separate from meditation, just to set up context for practicing paying attention and being paid attention to. So it's not a normal conversation. And I see social dancing as kind of also in that territory. Yeah, someday I'll on another holiday, when I'm in the Miami airport, I promise to share a video of me doing that. If
That
someone asks for the link, I'll share the link. I
would be
think.
great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Smart.
We'll hold you to that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost the link. Just Google Jesus. Who's Anani Urban Kizomba? And
How do
you
you spell Kazomba?
Kizomba. It's in the chat. I put it in the chat. Yeah. They have some really nice videos. Thank you all. Thanks for coming. Don't let me distract you from your meditation practice with my extracurricular activities. See you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.